I would say last, it was not the women's Final Four this past year, but the year before, it was held in Indianapolis, and the NCAA teamed up with the Nancy Lieberman and the World Ventures Foundation and built just a beautiful dream court at Martin Luther King Park down in, you know, in a rougher area of Indianapolis. And I went down, I was part of that with donating some money to it. And with a team of ours, we went down and fundraised about $10,000 in a week. And it was just a really awesome experience. And then living in Peru here and having kids, you know, heavily involved in the basketball program, I thought, wow, what an awesome opportunity. I had heard that the city was trying to build a new, nicer basketball court, so I approached a couple people about it, and they sort of pointed me in the right direction, and here we are about 3 months later, and it's sort of getting kicked off right now. We need to raise about anywhere from $45,000 to $50,000 with what some of the people that have, you know, are helping me out with this. They've at first we needed to raise about $30,000, but they want to do a little bit more with adding a few more courts. With basketball courts, we can do some fundraisers with 3-on-3 events for the local schools to, you know, do some fundraisers for the basketball programs and so forth. So we're going to have to raise a little bit more. We've had a lot of pledges from, you know, some of the business owners in town. I'm going to be coming up with a competition for a couple free cruises later on today, as soon as I get these cruises in my hand, for people that can go out and get other people to just donate $10. My goal is to get, if we can get 500 people in the local community just to donate $10, you know, we could get, you know, our end met with what we need to raise from just the local community. There's a couple other things I'm doing as well. I'm applying for a couple grants in the local community to help out with, you know, the excavating and the concrete, which are the most expensive parts of this project. So, you know, we got some good things rolling right now. The World Ventures Foundation allowed me an extra 30 days to fundraise because they see how excited our community is about it, and I'm just ready to get the money raised so we can actually go out and cut the ribbon. These are state of the art. This I don't think through or you know any community in a rural setting in Indiana has a basketball court like this. So it's really going to stand out over there on the skate park, and when people that drive by, it's just going to be noticeable because it's going to be, you know, it's going to be in the same direction as the river. So it's really going to be an awesome project. And, you know, to be able to have, you know, the Nancy Lieberman Foundation, once we raise the money, and World Ventures Foundation as well as Nancy Lieberman are going to come to Peru and be a part of their ceremony, which is really cool. And we're going to have a lot of hoopla with that, getting as many kids out there as we possibly can to do the ribbon cutting. It's just a community-based effort to be able to build a court like this. We're definitely going to get her done, and we're just going to, you know, keep promoting it, and it's a good thing for our community. Until July 31st to get this the funds met. Now we've had quite a few donors that have come forward that aren't going to donate on the page that we won't actually be able to see. They're going to give, you know, hefty checks for this project that we're meeting with. Hopefully this week we'll be able to meet with them. But the biggest thing with the fundraising page that'll be on Facebook, it's on my Facebook. I'm really wanting to share it with as many people as possible. Is if they donate on the World Ventures Foundation page, I have to say this, it's not a GoFundMe page, it's actually our foundation page, which is a 501(c) nonprofit organization page that's set up. You will get a receipt right away so you can use that towards your tax dollars. Every dollar that you spend to donate for this court, the money will be giving back to just to our court. That money is not spent anywhere else. I don't see the money. No one in the community will see the money. It's going. They go to pay the sport court people out of Noblesville, as well as the excavating people that we provide. So I want to make that clear because I've had a few questions from people in the community saying, well, what if my money's used elsewhere? It would be illegal to do that, and that's just not allowed. There is a link on my Facebook page. There's two different ways you can donate. The first way, if you're not comfortable doing it online, there's an address that's on my Facebook page. It's on my very front page. If you just scroll down, you'll be able to see it like five or six different times. But it'll have a Texas address in Plano, Texas. If you want to send a check there, you just send the check as well as put your address on there, and they will send you back the receipt. And make sure they put Peru Dream Courts in Indiana on there, on the memo line of the check, so they can send the receipt back and know where the money's going towards. as well as our World Ventures Foundation pages there, which is the easiest way to donate because it takes you like 10 minutes to do it, and they'll send you a receipt over an email within 10 seconds of donating. About 5 years ago, the Nancy Lieberman Foundation got involved with the World Ventures Foundation and started building dream courts in inner cities where there's boys and girls clubs. Well, what they've allowed us to do in the last 2 years is areas like ours that don't have a boys and girls club is if we get community partners involved in the community itself to fundraise enough money, then we can team up with the foundation and Nancy Lieberman charities to build these courts. So it is a 501(c)(3), all it is about helping other people.